You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, it's time. What You Need to Know is being brought to us by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here's one thing I think everybody should know. You know that today is Mandy's Friday, right?
Yes.
That means that today, anybody that I have promised tickets to the Mandy's, I want you to listen very, very carefully today, because I'd prefer that you win the tickets rather than depend on me to get you the tickets.
In other words, you ain't got no tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to get yourself off the hook.
Tickets.
Yeah, yeah. So, Manuel from Gardena, make sure you listen, Brett.
Yeah, Manuel, I want you to win today. Be sure to listen to the Mandy Awards sounder. When you hear that sounder, be caller 7 to win 2 tickets to the sold-out Mandy Awards. And I'm just going to give you a hint. You got to listen through the commercials, because that's when it's going to happen. How's that for a hint?
I mean, yeah, sure.
That's like beyond a hint, isn't it? That's just like giving it all away.
Yeah, you're just telling people.
Yeah, right. What You Need to Know, here she is. Here's Laura.
Okay, Cap. Anyways, we were talking about money, right? And how Cap has, you know, he's salary, we not. If you guys want free money and you guys are a Frontier customer, they actually just settled.
What's Frontier?
Frontier is a like a cable, not cable, internet provider.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought it was an airline.
All right.
Well, I mean, it is, but they're also an internet provider.
Okay.
Oh, I was getting ready to sue the airline.
I mean, they suck. No offense. I've flown with them. Anyways, that's not the point. So the FTC has approved a $69 million settlement with Frontier Communications over allegations that the tech company misinterprets their internet speeds, which, let me just say, my parents have this, and they do.
You'd be lying.
Yeah, they lying. So if you guys have Frontier, you guys, even though they did not say they did wrongdoing, they're like, well, we didn't do anything wrong, but we're going to settle. So if you guys have Frontier and you guys want to know if you guys can get some cha-ching from that settlement, it's $9 million because the other $60 million are going into putting better fiber optic internet infrastructures in Southern California. So if you're in Riverside or LA County, you guys can see if you guys can, you know, get some money. And I like how they're like, we didn't do anything wrong, but we have to invest $60 million to fix things.
I'm just laughing at that because for all the money that they're going to give everybody for not being as
guilty,
accurate as they're supposed to be, all that money that they're going to give to all those people back, man, if they would have set it up the right way, it would have cost them a lot less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So,
all right. So if you have Frontier as a provider.
Yes.
All right. So I'm out.
Yeah, so
you have AT&T?
Really, I don't have anything.
You don't have internet?
Nah.
At your house?
Stop. You have kids in school. You have to have the internet. They can't do their homework.
They don't live with me.
Yeah, but don't they ever do their homework at your house?
No.
Okay.
They got hotspots. We're good.
Oh, well, if you have a hotspot, I guess.
But even still, you don't have Wi-Fi in your residence?
No.
How do you run Netflix?
I'm never home.
I was going to say, how do you run like
that off your phone
and all that stuff?
Phone. I have a hotspot. Just use that. I don't watch much stuff.
Oh, man, I do.
I don't watch much stuff. So, I'm running around. Once I get home, I'm done.
Okay, so it's funny that you mentioned
I don't need
this. Because, I moved out, whatever, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to use my hotspot from my phone to do my homework and do this stuff. And in, like, parts of the apartment complex, they have free internet, and I can just go there to do my homework. Dude, hell no. 2 days, I was like, I need the internet. I need the internet. Give me the Wi-Fi. I will pay whatever it is.
Don't really need it.
I couldn't do it.
Like, I'll.
That's crazy.
When I need stuff, I know how to use it, and then I know the neighbor's password, too. That helps.
Oh,
okay. I was going to say, wait a minute.
But I only need it for an hour.
You were talking the other day about, like, oh, are you going to watch this? And you're like, yeah, I'll find a way to stream it. I know you're streaming, like, fights and stuff like that off your
internet. No, the fights I go to people's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
you got this thing really dialed in, man.
Hey, man. You know,
I don't mind.
Hey, when you pay child support, you find a way to save some money, bro. You
Let me introduce you to the Dadvocates,
dude. We're good, bro.
Okay, I just want to introduce you to the Dadvocates.
No, man,
I do not need
them. I'm good. You my situation them. Is good, bro. We're good.
I'll hook you up with the Dadvocates if I have to.
I am okay. We are nice. We're good. We're all right. And, you know, the kids are expensive, man. You got to find a way to say, dude, now that my son drives, Bro, man, car insurance for a 16-year-old?
Oof. Oh, yeah, ask Cap. He was just arguing with, which daughter was it yesterday?
Oh, this is my 18-year-old, Jaden. Yeah, I was arguing with her yesterday at a commercial
break.
I'll
pay for the gas. I'll give you the money.
Get her. I'll pay for the freaking gas. You were what?
I was so into that tea. Like, I was like, what is happening over there?
Well, she was like, Dad, I am not going to pick her up with my money and my gas tank.
I paid for that gas.
Yeah. Yeah. His other daughter needed a ride, and she didn't want to do it because she just filled up her gas tank with her own money.
Yeah, I don't blame her. It's expensive.
That's why I moved.
Because knowing that Cap's going to pay for it, why not?
Exactly.
But this kid has two jobs, makes her own money, but she's in a fight with her little sister and therefore doesn't want to go pick her sister up. And I'm saying, don't think of it as doing a favor for her. Think of it as doing a favor for me. And then instead of her saying, okay, fine, she's like, no, I paid for all my own gas. Now I need you to reimburse me for gas money for picking up my sister who I'm in a fight with.
Man. I'd be like, who bought you that car?
Yeah, well, I use that line, man. Lindsay. Yeah. Lindsay, I use that line.
Ooh. Cap, you gotta go Mexican on that.
I was gonna say, dude, I told Lindsay, did I not say that? I was like, I would have talked to my parents like that.
I mean, I will say my older sister, when she's 2 years older than me, when she got her driver's license, she did not take me anywhere to the point where I just stopped asking her because she was so mean about it. Like, she, you know, she's just like, whatever, it's my car and my gas and blah, blah, blah. But she did pay for her car.
Yeah. But no, my kid's good, though. No, he's all right. He understands. And I show him every month, like, here's the statement. Here's how expensive. This is like, tell my son, this is how expensive you are for going to St. John Bosco. Here's how much it costs for your basketball training. Here's how much it costs for your team in club ball. And here's how much it costs for your insurance. So, what's up, bro? Nice and quiet. So go get your sister.
Yeah, no, so what's up, bro?
Yeah, so there it is. And he's a good kid. He understands what's up. So it's not like he's being a punk about it. So I'm like, hey, man, you want some McDonald's? I'll buy you fly. Let's go. You know, stuff like that.
I like that.
Yeah, but you gotta let them lay down the law, Cap, man. These kids are running you, bro.
No, dude, it's girls, man. It's girls.
No,
girls
all
to
your
dads.
Kids are running you, huh?
Now, it's girls to dads. I'm telling you that right now. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Beto, let me tell you something. My son is coming home from college tonight.
The kicker, right?
My daughter is coming home from college next week.
Nice.
And I've laid down the law before they even get here.
Yeah, right.
No, for real.
Yeah, right.
I have laid down the law.
Are they staying with you for the summer?
Yeah.
All right. What's the law?
I told them, I said, first and foremost, telling you right now, everybody has to have a job.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
has to.
No,
for real.
Not happening.
Everybody has to pay for their own gas.
Yeah, right. Not happening.
It's totally true,
not
man.
Happening.
This is what this is what I told them. I'm not saying it's happening. I'm just saying this is what I told them.
I was going to say, how do you enforce your rules? Because this sounds a lot like my mom would try and give me these rules and be like, if you don't do it, you're grounded. And it's like, you know, who's grounding somebody? Of like, I would just leave anyway. So how do you enforce these rules?
Well, here's what my rules this summer are more to teach young kids, 22 and 20, that it's time to grow up. It's time to start really understanding money. And don't just expect that every day you're going to come to me and go, Dad, I need money for gas. Dad, I need money for food.
Okay,
Dad,
but Cap, okay, let me just start with your son part. He's a collegiate athlete, correct?
Right. Uh-huh.
So he's coming home this summer and he needs to train, correct?
Yep.
He needs to work out. He needs to improve. Mm-hmm. He needs to hit the weights. He's a kicker, right? If I'm not mistaken. So he needs to go and really work out in the morning. He's got to find someone. So his job is to improve this summer, right? Because he's going to be competing for a starting job.
That is true.
So
that
how true. Do you tell him to go get a job that's going to impede what is allowing him to get a scholarship?
Here's what I tell him. I go, hey, this is exactly what I did. When I got done with the semester.
That was 30, 40 years ago, man. Things were different.
So what, man? Can't the dude put it 4 hours, 6 hours a day? Well, can't he get a job valet parking at night?
Way back in the day, you know, Willie Mays actually had to work at a car dealership during the off season to make a living.
Times are different now, Cap. And, you know, a lot of employers don't want a guy who isn't available.
Wait, you're telling me that you're not supporting me in this? That you're not telling me that, hey, way to lay down the law. Way to tell him, get a job, make some gas money.
I'm staying with just your son. The daughter, I don't know that situation, but your son who's a collegiate athlete.
Yeah, is he there on scholarship?
He is.
Okay. So
and that's a different thing. Like, I'm just saying with the athlete one here. Mm-hmm. You know, he needs the train, so his hours availability are different than if he was just a normal come home from college kid.
Well, all I'm
because
telling
he
him
needs
is,
to he needs to go kick at one time, and he has to find somebody to be able to kick with him. Then he has to also go lift at a different time. Correct?
He does. So let me ask you a question.
And it's all and you know, for people who are trying to work part time somewhere, And you're going to go and tell them I'm available every other day between 4 to 8? Like, what employer is really going to want somebody like
that? I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of jobs out there. I feel like there's a real need for people to work out there.
You have to be available. Your son's not exactly available.
Well, dude, if I'm working 12, 13, 14-hour days, why can't he?
You're not leaving the house.
He could Uber. He could be an Uber driver or something.
But that's not his car.
Or DoorDash. Oh, yeah. Well, if Cap's never leaving the house, he can use his car, right?
I mean, he could
do that.
We're
working this out. We're working this out.
I really appreciate this, guys.
He could work at a remote call center.
I mean, there's things they could do.
Yo, hey, listen, here's what you should do.
I'm just saying, with the kid who's the athlete, I can see things being more difficult for him because of the training schedule that he has to maintain.
Well, he told me today that he's already got himself a part-time job working for some soccer organization on Sundays, setting up and then breaking down the fields. He's like, sounds like fun. No big deal. Couple hours, they feed you. He goes, $100 a week. I'm like, okay, good for you.
All right.
Good for you. There's $100 on Sunday.
Cool.
I'm like, you need to have money for gas, and you need to try and save money this summer to go back to school with next year.
Cool. There it is.
So I'm trying. I'm trying to work, get these kids to become young adults better.
But Cap, also, isn't your kid saving you money by being on scholarship?
He is. Yeah.
So what if he works more and doesn't train as much and gets taken off a scholarship?
Oh, Beto, you're really making things complicated for me right now, man. I thought I was doing a good job. I thought I was, like, really saying, hey, come on, I'm laying down the law.
I'm just talking about the athlete part here.
You know that you're not going to enforce it with your daughters because...
Because they walk all over me?
Yeah, because of the Mother's Day thing. I just want to say, though, Cap, if you need some advice on how that works, which I know you won't follow through, but when I was, you know, in high school and in first couple of years of college still at home, my parents were like, if you want a cell phone, you pay for it with your own money.
Yeah.
And if you want a car, like, you know, my grandpa owned a car dealership, helped me out with a car, but you have to pay the car insurance. So, like, with your own money. So yeah. I had to have a job. So. Yeah. I'm sure you got them all cell phones when they were like, you know, 15
Cap,
or
now,
whatever.
Now with the boy Cap, I would say this: if he wants the money to go party, nah, man, you ain't got none of this. Because is he of age? He wants to go to the bar, hang out with his buddies. Nah, you're not supporting that. There's no way you can. Now you feed him a little bit, and he's gonna work on Sunday. Cool, but you can't support the partying lifestyle. Nah, there's no need for that. But if you want to support the other stuff, hey, I'm just saying it's hard for him as an athlete that has to train. That the schedule is going to be able where he can actually find somebody or somebody is going to take him. And also, he's only home for a couple months.
Yeah, dude, he's home May, June, July. And then, look, I'm getting this guy a job. That's all I'm saying right
where?
Now. I don't know yet. I don't know.
Because can I get one too? Because I need one too. I'm all about it. You give me whatever. Now, the daughter, that's a different story. What is she majoring in?
Is it embarrassing to say I don't know?
No, is her first or second year, right?
Yeah, I think it's like,
she's 22.
She's 19, 20. She's majoring in psychology.
Oh, okay,
and of course,
okay. I thought she was older.
You don't even have to declare a major.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I thought she was 22.
I
thought you said that.
And I said to her, I go, when you're psychology, what are you planning on doing with that? She said, I'm going to be a therapist. I said, oh,
cool.
So you're planning on going to grad school?
She goes, has to go
no, I don't have to be. I don't have to go to grad school.
No, she does.
I'm like, okay, whatever you say, kid.
All right, but yeah, so she should work.
She got a job. She's already got a job. She's working at the row house. You know, she's working 5 days a week.
At the roadhouse.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's good. So your kids are working. So what's the problem?
No problem. Just saying, I'm laying down the law, Beto. I'm no pushover, pal.
20 years later, you're laying down the law?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I just can't relate because I've worked since I was a little kid. I was a paper boy for the Daily Breeze. I've always worked, man. So
you just knew
that if we were, look, there's seven kids. We're getting the bare essentials. And if you want anything above that, that's on your own. So that was it.
Yeah, dude, I get it, man. I'm telling you. Lawn service, car washing service, and worked
Your
every
kid's
summer.
Not cutting lawn.
No,
man.
I know. I'm saying that's what I did.
No, he did that.
That's what I did.
40 years ago.
Yeah, so why
different.
Should so why should I expect him to not be able to do that? Because he's too busy on his cell phone?
Yes, kids are different.
Because he's playing video games?
I'm going to take that back. Kids aren't different. You know what? The parents are different.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Because
I'm trying to lay down the law.
Our job as parents is to make it easier than what we did, right? Like, no suffering. That way they don't have to suffer the way that we did. And your kids have been able to reap the benefits of how hard you've worked over the years, Cap, and the ability to wake up at 4 in the morning and go do morning shows and do everything that you've done in this business, which is great. You've made them have an easy life. So you can't expect them all of a sudden to be like, Dad laying down the law when you've never really been the guy lay down the law. It's like, where's this coming from?
It's been a lawless life that we've lived so far.
Not lawless. It's just like, hey, like you said the other day, like, hey, you want to go to a game? Yeah, we're going to be on the field. We got suite tickets? No, we're upstairs. Yeah, no, I'm cool. I'm passing on that. because that's just the way that you got them accustomed to going to doing things.
That is just spoiling the hell out of your kids.
But yeah. But at the time, you don't know you're doing it because you're just like, this is cool. Because if I was a kid, I wish I would have had that. Because you, as a kid that didn't have that, appreciate it.
Yep,
but when you take your kids and they're like, well, why do we got to – look, you take them to Del Mar, they're in the owner's box. Come on. They're not in the infield. They're not looking. They're not walking around on the ground and picking up a ticket, hopefully that maybe somebody dropped the winning ticket and they'll try to catch that. That's what I was doing at Santa Anita. I was doing that in Hollywood Park.
Well, hey, you know, speaking
like, okay,
of,
like if your kids were going to the Derby, you'd be at the paddock, right? Me, we're in the infield, right?
You can come hang out with us.
I don't want to do that.
Text
bro.
Me.
No, because you would be for example, at the Derby. Where would your kids be? In an owner's box, right?
Okay.
So why are you going to all of a sudden try to lay down the law and be like, oh, we're commoners? You're not no commoner, bro.
It's time to grow up, Beto. What can I tell you? When
why?
You're 22,
why?
20, it's time to grow up a little bit.
Why do they need to grow up when they got it easy with you?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know yet.
I don't blame them. I'm like, hey, adopt me. Adopt the Mexican. Let's go.
Hey, listen, let's talk about your man Canelo, or my man Canelo, this weekend. That's a fight I really want to get into. And since you mentioned Santa Anita and Hollywood Park, Kentucky Derby. I also want to get into that as well. Stick around, everybody. Beto is in for Sedano with Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh yeah. Oh, give it to me. Laura, I know you're a Backstreet Boys girl.
I mean, I was definitely an NSYNC first girl, but yes.
Hey, Beto, you want to go with us? We're going to go to see the Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block.
Backstreet Boys aren't going to be there.
Yes,
who's coming? Who's going?
New Kids on the Block, Zolt and Peppa, and Vogue, and Rick Astley.
What about NKOTB?
And New Kids on the Block. You said them already, though.
Oh. What did I say? The Backstreet Boys? They're not going to be there? I'm not going.
Cap, I can't believe you didn't sing the song.
Nah.
What?
Nah. Hmm. I was going to go with you guys to the Backstreet Boys concert until I found out it's not a Backstreet Boys concert.
It was never a Backstreet Boys concert.
Thank you.
Who was it? It was
New Kids on the Block.
You guys were talking about this week because you were talking about Rick Roll.
You said you wanted to go just to see Rick Astley.
Exactly. Right. No, but there was somebody else that I wanted to see. Rick Astley,
and
Vogue.
Salt and Peppa.
Salt and Peppa here.
Push it real good.
Yeah. Grooving by day, then at night, working up a sweat.
Yeah.
Come
get
on,
a
y'all,
cat.
Let's go.
Get a cat.
Yeah.
Now and then you'll throw in something like that and like, man, this guy is cool. Because you know what's up. And then...
Yeah. And then I tell you about getting a guy hooked up who's not really my friend. Yeah.
Damn, right here. Tell me.
Come
on. Alex Toussaint for you right here?
Well, on a Club Bangers, on an old school Club Bangers ride, it could happen. My man Alex Toussaint might give me a little salt and pepper.
There you go. There's a cool down right here, right? How long is that class you do or whatever it's called?
Usually a 45-minute-er.
Minuter.
Yeah. See?
Minuter.
Yeah,
just
45
minutes.
Minutes,
man.
45 minutes.
Just 45 minutes.
It's a 45-minute.
I was like, wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah. It's my Alex Toussaint class.
That's the Peloton.
On Peloton.
Yeah.
Club Bangers.
Yeah. There you go.
So, Beto, listen, let me ask you something. Because of all the things that are going on this weekend, and I mentioned NBA playoffs, which you said you're not interested in, which is great, okay? I'm glad you said it. I love the candor. I mentioned baseball this weekend. Dodgers and Cubs were canceled today.
Fun. That'll be fun.
Postponed anyway. Yep. Doubleheader tomorrow, right?
Yep.
The other big sporting events on the weekend, though, there's a UFC card.
Yeah.
There's the Canelo fight. There's the Kentucky Derby. There's the F1 race in Miami. Have you watched any of this F1 show on Netflix?
I'm on season two, man. So see, the thing is, when I go to the hotels, that's when I catch up a lot of my shows. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm working a fight, like next week, I'll be in hotels for 4 days. I'm going to catch up on all everything. I'm going to catch up on Ozark next week.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I'm 3 episodes into the second half of season 4.
Yeah.
So I'm 3 of 7 in, and Ozark's already, as expected, crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to see that. You know, that's what I knew. I'll be in India, and I'll be in Ontario next week for the fight. So that's where I usually catch up on it. But not like also the Kings, man. Go Kings, go. We got to get on the bandwagon for this weekend, too.
Go Kings, go.
There you go.
I swear to you guys, I was just leaving a lunch. This is a couple hours ago. And I walk outside and these two guys are like, yo, hey, you think the Kings can come back and really win this thing? And I'm like, now I'm on the spot. I'm like,
just
oh my God, man. Oh, my God. The Kings. You mean the Sacramento Kings? Wait, they didn't make the play-in. Wait a second. What are they talking
about?
Oh, okay. The LA Kings. Okay. The LA Kings. Hockey playoff is always fun. And here's what I said, Beto. I just to see if, like, just make sure these guys knew. Because they were asking me my opinion, like, as if I had one on hockey. And I was like, oh, okay, so the Kings, they won that first game 1-0, right? Right. Yeah. And then they lost. They kind of got beat up in the second game, right? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, you think you can come back? I'm like, yeah, sure. Of course they can. Yeah, they can do it, man. Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure.
Always. I like that. The sure, dude.
Yeah.
You threw a little extra salon on it. Yeah, dude.
Right. I was just trying to, like, buddy up to these guys so they didn't ask me any other hockey questions.
Yeah. You're like, hey, man, one game at a time.
Yeah. That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
One game at a time.
Exactly. But, yeah, no. Kings hockey is fun. Then the playoffs, it's really fun. It's a blast. If I didn't have things to do tonight, I'd go to the game.
The thing I want to see this weekend, and I know I'm going to see the Derby tomorrow because, you know, I'm into the Derby.
Yeah, we got to get into it.
But the thing I most want to see all weekend long is this Canelo Alvarez fight. And I don't even really know why I want to see it, because the guy he's fighting against, I mean, I've never heard of the guy.
Yeah.
You're deeply involved in the boxing
world. So Dimitri
world.
Bivol is legit, man. He's a 175-pound champion. He's about 6'3", 6'4", Russian. But he is legit. It's a big challenge for Canelo. Canelo's fast. He can move around. But Bivol is not just a pushover, like, oh, who is this guy? He is a legit champion, man. So it'll be a good fight. It'll be a good fight. It probably goes the distance because Bivol is just so big. That's his weight. But, you know, Vegas was popping today. They did the weigh-in outside of T-Mobile Arena. It was 90-something degrees, and people were out there. It's Cinco de Mayo weekend in Vegas, so it's always cool. And, you know, that's what you want to do. If you're a fight fan, this is a good one. The undercard, I mean, not much desire there to watch some of those fights on the undercard. So if you have a chance to watch the UFC instead of the undercard, I would say do that. But, yeah, the Canelo fight should be fun, man, because you want to see this guy go after somebody. Canelo's only like 5'9", so the guy he's fighting is 6'3", 6'4". So
yeah,
Bivol is a good dude. He actually trains in Coachella. He brought his camp out there to Coachella with my buddy Joel Diaz. That's where he did camp out there.
So I'm glad you're telling me this, because I kind of feel like what I'm getting ready to watch is just another Canelo spectacle, because Canelo is now the guy who it used to be, I would say, like an Oscar De La Hoya. It used to at one time be a Floyd Mayweather, that when it gets to Cinco de Mayo weekend, there's always two major sporting events on the same Saturday. There's always the Kentucky Derby, and then there's a mega fight in Vegas.
Yep.
And Canelo is the guy that now every year it's his mega fight to dictate.
Yep.
And he owns Vegas. He's now one of the kings of Vegas.
Yeah, and it started back when Chavez was fighting on Cinco de Mayo, you know, and then Oscar took over, and then Floyd took over. It's the mark of taking over when you're the man, right, in boxing, when you're the one headlining Vegas. And if you've never been to Vegas on Cinco de Mayo for a fight weekend, you're missing out. You don't have to be a fight fan per se, but just to be at the hotel, there's a buzz for it. I've worked many Vegas fights because I work for Golden Boy, so I've worked a lot of Canelo fights. So my role with them is I would do the undercards. So I would do the undercard broadcast, and then I would actually do something. It's called the international broadcast. So if you're back when HBO had them, so you would watch Max Kellerman, Jim Lampley, and Roy Jones. So if you're watching at home on pay-per-view, you get them in the United States.
Don't forget, though, about the ringside judge, Harold Letterman,
yeah,
who would
Harold
say things
awesome.
Like, Well, Jim,
102,
exactly. 101.
So I would do the international broadcast. That's how I started. So you would hear me in the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, or for those of you who would get the illegal bootleg stream, you would hear me. And that's why I started off. So the first fight I ever did was Canelo and Margarito. I think 2012, something like that, 14, somewhere around that. That was one of the first fights I ever did. And I see Pepe Aguilar singing the national anthem for Mexico. And he comes down, he stands right next to me. I'm like, damn, this is cool. And you're sitting ringside for a Canelo fight. And you saw the progression from Canelo being Canelo to being the rock star Canelo. And he opened up T-Mobile Arena like 3 years ago when he knocked out Amir Khan. And I was on the call for that on the international broadcast. And you can find it. And he knocks out Khan, and it's actually my voice you hear in a lot of the promos, because at that time, HBO was in the middle of a conversation, kind of like the back and forth. They mm-hmm. were having a debate on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. And actually, I wasn't doing it because I was working solo. So I'm doing the play-by-play. And I hear like, oh, a big shot by Canelo knocks out Khan and it's over. So like, if there's promos, you'll hear my voice on some of that stuff. So Vegas on Cinco de Mayo weekend, when they play the Mexican national anthem, and if you're in T-Mobile or MGM, there's nothing like it, man. It's like, wow, like the hair on the back of your neck stands up and you just get that feeling, that vibe is just like, damn, this is cool. It's a big, big event.
I know. I just wonder if everybody's as into it as I am, as you are, because Canelo is the draw. And like we're talking 100%. About, he's the guy who gets Vegas on, you know, Cinco de Mayo weekend. But the guy he's fighting, like, I just had this perception that, yes, I read about him, Beto. I read that he's tall and he's got longer reach. And I feel like if Canelo were to lose this fight just by random chance, this would be a monumental upset. Are you telling me
not
that?
Really, because okay. Bivol's legit. The odds are big on Canelo's side, but Bivol is a guy who throws his jab a lot. And if he can establish the jab early and he can go and kind of dictate the pace a little bit, if he lets Canelo be first in timing, then it's a different story. But Bivol can win this fight. Will he? Probably not. But Bivol can win because he's so big. And you give Canelo credit for going and stepping up. And I mean, we don't want to get too far into the boxing world. Like, oh, he should be fighting this guy. He should be fighting that guy. It's not that. It's just more of the spectacle of what you want to see. And this is something where you're a guy who should be fighting at 168, but he's fighting at 175. He came in at 174 today. And then he talked about, like, maybe after this fight, he'll go up to heavyweight and fight Usyk. Like, that's just his attitude. And what Canelo's really done the last couple of years, he's endeared himself because he learned English. And then all of a sudden, like some of your the immigrant dads, like we know our deals where they learn English, and all of a sudden they only learn the bad words.
Right.
Canelo's
well,
cussing up a storm.
That is
and
because,
he's getting after it.
That is because Canelo has learned English on the golf course. And I am not exaggerating.
No,
I am
I'm
not joking. This is 100% true.
Yep.
Canelo is learning to speak English in a golf game. Have you ever met somebody that said, hey, I learned how to speak English by watching TV? So they learned by watching certain American television shows. And Canelo Alvarez, no BS, has learned to speak English on the golf course. So every other word out of his mouth is the F word.
Yeah, and he's
when you're playing golf
it.
With your friends, that's every other word.
Yeah, and well, the thing was, let me give you the background. For Canelo, when I started working for Golden Boy 8 years ago, we would interview Canelo, and the dude knew English. He just wouldn't speak it. Le daba pena, which means he was embarrassed to speak English and get judged for his accent and the way he was saying it because he wouldn't be able to articulate himself the way he does now. So he was working on it. So I used to interview him and I would ask the question in English and he'd answer me in Spanish. So he always understood it. But the last couple of years, he feels really comfortable. And I agree with you because he goes to that country club and he practices with his coach 4 hours a day after. So he trains in the morning. He has his routine. Nobody texts him at 7:30 about show topics. He goes, he does his routine.
7:41, it's not that early. Yeah.
He does the routine. He works out. And I've been in the gym with him where he goes and he walks in and there's no wasted minute. From the moment he walks into that gym, it is work. It is dedication. It is locked in. And as soon as he's done, changes into his golf gear, goes to his lesson. He'll be there for 4 hours. I think he plays on Sundays. But you're right. You learn how to trash talk on that golf course. And he's playing golf. You know these guys who he's playing with.
Oh, dude.
They're like big rich dudes who are like, I don't know who you are, guy. I'm surprised we even let you become a member of the
well,
club.
I don't know, man.
But now they know when they first started. They didn't know him.
Some of these guys, when they first started, they were like, we don't know who this guy is. And now they're like, we don't want to lose this connection. This guy, this is like the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I am friends with the champ in the prime of his career.
Yeah, and also because they play for a lot of money. I mean, he's told me how much they've played, how much the buy-ins are for that skin
game. I hope
he
tells you how much he gives. Because
his first year he was given a lot.
Yeah,
we've had that conversation, but Canelo is a dude that draws it. And if you're a Mexican and it's Cinco de Mayo weekend, you're watching a fight because we grew up watching Chavez. We grew up watching Oscar. And then as you become older and you start having your own fight parties, like, look, Scott, tomorrow, carne asada is going to be at a premium. It's going to be hard to find. If you're going to the Venadita in Carson, you better get in line right now, wherever you may be.
It's going to be like $12.99 per pound.
But the thing is, it's the line for the carne asada for tomorrow. It's like a subculture, right? So it's like you got to be the fight fan, but you look at this and you're like, everywhere you go, Cap, it's like, I mean, I'm glad that you're in the boxing. I would love to watch a fight with you. I want you to come to a fight with me, man.
Oh, dude, no, I want
to. We're doing a fight down in San Diego pretty soon, so you're going to be my guest.
When you tell me that you're calling these fights by yourself, I'm like, I want to sit next to you and call the fight with you.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be your Larry Merchant.
That was the international. So next weekend, next Thursday, I'm working on DAZN. I'm working with Bernard Hopkins, and that's cool. And
then, wow, that is really cool.
And then next Saturday, I got a fight. Where are we at? We're in Ontario, and it's Zurdo Ramirez is fighting, who wants to fight Canelo. Zurdo is at 175, so that could be a big one. So You'll have Jalisco and Sinaloa going after. So, yeah, I know we're going to do a fight. Golden was going to do a fight in San Diego. If you do that, Cap, you are. I'm going to make you my partner for that,
dude,
man.
Oh, my God, dude. You have no idea. I love boxing, have loved the fight game forever.
But there's nothing like Vegas, right, for a fight weekend?
Dude, I used to go to all these fights, these Tyson fights back in the day.
Oh, man.
I went to everyone, Tyson, and when he first got out of jail, Frank Bruno.
Because you would go as media, right?
I would just go there and do the shows from there, and then I would, you know, go to the fights. I was there when he bit Evander Holyfield's ear.
Oh, wow.
I was in New York when I saw Lennox Lewis beat, Evander Holyfield.
Okay.
I mean, I've been to a lot of Oscar fights. So, yeah, I love it, man. I love the game. So.
The first fight I was ever in Vegas for as an adult, I was hammered, right? We're in Vegas, and I'm shooting craps, and I hear, there's only one Ricky Hatton. There's only one Ricky Hatton. I'm like, what's going on? I knew there was a fight, but I wasn't working in this industry yet. And I knew that the Mayweather was fighting a guy named Ricky Hatton, but I didn't really pay attention. I'm like in my early 20s. I'm in Vegas. I'm partying, right? And it's all these British guys are walking
there
through on his way to the arena. There's only one Ricky Hatton, and I got swept up with them and ended up in the ballroom where you can watch it on screens. I'm in there with the Brit. There's only one. I'm yelling, one Ricky Hatton. Ricky Hatton gets knocked out. I'm like, there's only one Floyd Mayweather. I'm like, yeah. So let's go, man.
All right. Beto's in today for Sedano. And coming up next is Radio Tinder. Before we hit this break, I want to tell everybody one more time about the Dadvocates. And the website is thedadvocates.com. I want to...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Boy, nothing says Radio Tinder like whatever the heck that song was. What show
did
you say that was?
That's Kojak right there. Kojak. You're not familiar with Kojak?
Nope.
Telly Savalas, you know who that is?
Let's take a hand, raise your hand. Have you heard of Kojak? Laura?
No.
Beto?
I've heard of Telly Savalas. He's like the bald guy, right?
But do you know that song? Are you familiar with whatever the song is?
Oh, I had no idea what that was.
He was the bald guy.
He's the one, Your Beautiful Baby or something like that?
He was the star of Kojak, and then he had a TV commercial he used to do all the time where he'd be sucking on the lollipop, and he'd go, hey, it's the Players Club International, baby. You got to join the Players Club International, baby.
Hi, baby.
So anyway, still taking a request for a good Radio Tinder
song. Let's just do a Latin song.
You know? No.
Yes.
No.
Bad Bunny song.
No. Hey. Let Chris have his little bit of getting shows that people 65 and older know.
Yeah, I was like, I'm young, bro. Like, I ain't old. I don't know half these songs.
You know, I'll just tell you right now, the average person who listens to this show, and I just broke down the math of 12 million people in L.A.,
Stop
6 million
it.
Of them being guys, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
The average person on this station, I will tell you right now, who's a listener, probably knows who Kojak
is. No, they
was.
Don't. No, they don't.
That is, you're full of cap for Friday.
You are wrong.
That
and
is a lie, sir.
I have the data to prove that.
Why is it a lie?
We'll get into that later.
Yeah, Lindsay just said she has
I mean,
data.
A lie. There's plenty I mean, is it a lie?
Yeah, like that's just not our demo.
No. There's a difference in inaccuracy versus lying. Do we not see the distinction?
Because you said that you can prove it.
Oh, I 100% can prove it.
So Radio Tinder, guys.
Ed O'Neill.
Presented by Tequila Mandala, you know.
Yeah.
Kojak, first episode, 1973. Get out of here,
dude,
man.
I was born 88.
Jeez.
All right, so Radio Tinder.
All right, go ahead.
Back to it. Ed O'Neill, big fan of Ed O'Neill from his days.
He knows Kojak.
Yeah, he probably does. He definitely does. We're on the same age.
You're a big fan of his from his days on
what? From Married with Children.
Heck yeah.
Oh, that
Al Bundy, baby.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it, but I still watched it.
No, ma'am.
Old show, right?
But anyway, Ed O'Neill.
No, hey, Married with Children is legit, man.
Yeah, it's not that old, Cap, because
like
I know what it is.
It's like Kojak.
Oh, no, stop.
It was around in the 90s.
Stop.
All right, so Bundy here, Al Bundy. Mm-hmm. He is set to star opposite Jackie Weaver and Lawrence Fishburne in The Sterling Affairs. O'Neal will play the title role in FX's 6-episode limited series about the downfall of Clippers owner Donald Sterling amid the team's drive to win a championship under coach Doc Rivers. Of course, the Sterling Affairs is based on the ESPN 30 for 30 podcast reported and hosted by our very own Ramona Shelburne.
Nice.
Do you guys like Ed O'Neal being cast in the role of Donald Sterling? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'll swipe right. Yeah, I'm fine with it. I kind of think it's funny, though, that we think of Ed O'Neal as the guy from Married with Children versus the guy from Modern Family.
Oh, well, that too. But
if you're younger, you probably think Modern Family.
Yeah, I just think that
I grew
was
up watching Married with Children. I really didn't watch Modern Family.
It's a very iconic role, too. Yeah. Like, back then, a lot more people watched
it. Was
like
very
that.
Controversial, too, on
yes,
Sundays.
Exactly.
That.
Like, that was like the late night TV, or not late night, but whatever. You know, whatever time it aired TV was like everyone was watching. Now you have so many
it
things to choose
from. It was after The
Simpsons,
what, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So as far as Ed O'Neal in this 30 for 30 that's now being turned into the Sterling Affairs, yeah, I mean, I think Ed O'Neal's a good actor, and I think he could do a good job. I think the question is, it's like, do you want to play that role?
Yeah.
Do you
want
to be Donald Sterling?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't reflect
on him.
It
doesn't matter. It's not. He's not Donald Sterling. He's an actor.
So, no, but that's why I'm good with it. I'm all good with Ed O'Neal.
Yeah.
Pokai, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, there you go.
Good for Momo, by the way.
Dude, it's amazing for Momo.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So awesome. So I
agree with Cap. I will also swipe right. Ed O'Neal, college football player at Youngstown State.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. Defensive lineman for the Penguins.
The Penguins.
Also, black belt in jiu-jitsu.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
How did you know that? Can you tell me how you came to find that information?
A man that introduced Freddie Prinze Jr. to some of his trainers. So Freddie trains and rolls with Ed O'Neal. So he said Ed O'Neal will hurt you. He's a big dude, 6'1". He's a defensive lineman. So, yeah, Ed O'Neal, black belt jiu-jitsu. So, him playing Donald Sterling, I like it, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
He looks like a football player. All right, next one. So, Ben Simmons underwent back surgery yesterday to address the herniated disc in his back. The murky timeline of his injury left a lot of people, you know, mainly like the national media analyst, doubting whether Simmons was truly too hurt to play at all this season. So you had guys like Stephen A. Smith and Shaq and Charles Barkley totally ripping Simmons.
Reggie Miller,
he's another one, for not at least attempting to play, especially in the postseason. Well, Simmons had a response for his critics on Twitter today, retweeting a video made by Doc Holliday in which Holliday calls out the national media members. Here's what it sounded like.
Screaming A. Smith, Shaq, Barkley, Reggie Miller, Kendrick Perkins, and all those other national media personalities that made fun of that man. Shaq called him, said he punked out. Stephen A. Smith talked about all other things, about his mental capacity and all of that. Are y'all going to apologize to that man who literally has a hurt back, who probably looks like he was working out, trying to get back to shut some folks up, but probably knew he just wasn't going to be able to make it back. Maybe he was trying to make it back, and the Nets knew there was no chance of him playing because how serious his back injury is. So are y'all going to apologize to that man?
Who was that again?
Yeah.
Doc Holliday.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh, you said Doc Holliday. Like, I'm supposed
like
to know
the
who
pitcher.
He is.
I was like, who is this? She's like, I'm like, I don't know.
You're like, you're saying Doc Holliday. I mean, I think more people know who Kojak is than Doc Holliday.
I'm thinking the pitcher, right? The late pitcher from the Blue Jays. So, but to that point, I'm going to go swipe left. And Ben Simmons, it's not like they all of a sudden say, oh, wait, you need the surgery now. You know, if you have back problems and you know you need surgery, I'm pretty sure they knew a couple months ago, right? So why didn't he have the surgery then?
And well, they were saying maybe he was trying, you know, people were saying
there's
he
a lot
tried
of things
back.
Out there that could have been done that we don't know. We haven't heard a lot of things. So it could he have done something? And if he was really that serious where he was going to need the surgery, and it happens, what, 3 weeks after the games? You probably needed the surgery 3 weeks ago. So why even bother trying to go through this charade of that we're going to try to be on the court?
Well, that's just it. So there's the issue, is that, remember, it was the Nets and Simmons who were intimating that he was likely going to be able to play a little in Game 4. And then when he didn't, that's when everybody started to question him. And honestly, like, I hate to be so insanely skeptical, but I kind of want to, like, I want to see the whole thing. I want to know where the surgery was. I want to know who the surgeon was. I want to see the scar on his back. I want more details. Yeah.
What? Are you serious? This sounds a little conspiracy theorist here, Cap.
Oh, come on. You're surprised?
I'm a little skeptical on the whole thing. And by the way, if Draymond Green thinks that all supposed experts picked the Lakers to win the championship, every single one of those people should be fired from their jobs. Does everybody think that Stephen A., Reggie Miller, Shaq, Charles Barkley, do they all think they should be fired from their jobs? I mean, come on, dude. Really? Like, everybody is so hypersensitive.
They're doing their job. You're on TV to talk about it. And if you as a player should not respond to it, you say you don't pay attention, you don't pay attention. All right, at the moment you start responding, it's what happens. And every single player who, when they're playing, are going to say, don't talk about me, they're all going to end up on TV doing the same exact thing. That's where they all go. Or they're going to end up on a podcast, or they're going to do their own thing. And they're like, oh, I would never. Like when people say, like, oh, if I was on TV, I would never ask that question. And what happens? They go on TV and they're like, oh, what happened here? How do you feel? Of course.
Well, let me just say this. Linz, we're going to get way behind here.
I was just going to say, I'll save my last one for Big Deal or No Deal.
Okay,
so we can get to Balaki.
Hey, listen, also, we're giving away a chance to attend our big Lombardi party on Thursday, May 12th at Hollywood Park Casino. You can take a picture with the Lombardi trophy. You can celebrate with the Ramley. We've got two passes right now for Thursday, May 12th at Hollywood Park Casino, hosted by Steve Mason. All kinds of really good Rams cool stuff like souvenirs or whatever, and a chance to win autographed Rams gear and more. So can we give it away right now, Linz? What do you think?
No, you have to keep listening to the show, Cap, like you just explained.
Come on, man. Even I... Oh, namaste. Namaste.
No, dude, I'm just thinking to myself namaste. Here that we got some other giveaways to do later, these Mandy Awards giveaways. So. All right. All right. You guys don't want to give them away right now? It's fine by me.
It's okay. We can hold off.
All right. Balaki Harris is going to come up. He's going to talk to us about the Dodgers. That's Radio
Wait,
Tinder.
Wait, what?
What?
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
That's his new name for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, Radio Tinder is presented by our new sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning, small-batch, premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves available anywhere. Fine tequilas are sold, or visit tequilamandala.com. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Let's find out what's going on with the Dodgers this weekend in Chicago. Blake Harris will join us coming right back. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. That is...
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Right in my wheelhouse. Earlier today, we played some Bob Seger.
There we go.
Now we're playing some Eagles. I'm all in.
Yeah. See, now this is a good jam right here. See, we know this.
100% a good jam.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, I've received about 6,000 tweets.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody telling me they know who Telly Savalas is. Kojak. I know you guys don't, so nobody does.
Let's
I
go
know.
To Blake. I know. You can't even say that with a straight face.
Man.
Beto Duran, do you know Balaki Harris? Do you know Blake Harris?
I know Blake. I don't know what you're talking about with the other name.
Balaki? You've never heard anybody named Blake called Balaki?
No.
You've never heard anybody called Aaron Aaron?
I know Aaron because I mess with my friends like that, but not Balaki.
Yeah, Balaki is a nickname for people named Blake. Here's Blake Harris.
No,
he's
not.
Our Dodger insider. Yeah, it is. It is. Blake's our Dodger insider around here on Sedano and Cap. Blake, good afternoon. How you doing, man?
How's it going, guys? Yeah, it seems like it's hit or miss with the Balaki. Either, again, like you said, you truly get it or you've just never heard of the skit, and whoever's bringing it up sounds like they're making up some story.
It's a skit?
Yeah, Blake, you want to explain it to Beto?
A what?
I think it was, 7-8 years ago on Key and Peele. Yeah, it's a skit. So, yeah, when you go home, type in substitute teacher on YouTube, and you'll have a lot of answers.
Right. So now we're going to
six names there.
All right. That's cool. That's cool.
So, Blake, first of all, this week at Dodger Stadium, did you happen to get an R2-D2 beanie?
Sadly, no. I wasn't there for the Star Wars night because every year they always do some sort of Star Wars bobblehead. But, yeah, this year they did a beanie, and I thought, I don't need an R2 beanie, so I'm going to sit this one out.
Oh, really? I would have loved to have had that R2-D2 beanie.
He's not going to give it to you. You sell that.
You had to have the right ticket to get it. So, I mean, now I want it because I didn't have the right ticket for it. So now I really want it.
No. Yeah. You didn't have the special package?
Nope. No, I did not. I don't have a special package.
Oh.
Shame.
You didn't even have a ticket to the game, let alone the ticket that was required for that. Just pointing that out. But anyway,
carry on. That's true and true. That is two truths right there. That is right. Blake, did you drink a michelada on Cinco de Mayo?
Unfortunately, no. I actually had no Mexican food whatsoever on a Cinco de Mayo. Yesterday, my girlfriend and I were at an Ontario rain game, so I got to enjoy a nice stadium hot dog instead to make up for my Cinco de Mayo meal. So unfortunately, no.
You went to a minor league hockey game?
As hard as that is to believe, my buddy works there. He got us free tickets for a playoff game. And a lot of people I know say hockey's a good time. And I can't confirm that a hockey in person is an unreal experience. So I guess I'm going to have to start getting into hockey more because it was a pretty fun time last night.
All right. I can buy that. All right. Very good. So give us an update here on what's going on. So the Dodgers today rained out against the Cubs. They'll play two tomorrow. Is this right?
Yeah, so they're going to play two tomorrow, one in the morning, one in the afternoon for a doubleheader.
Okay, and what is this going to do to the pitching staff, and who's up when? Do we know how this is going to play out?
Yeah, so pretty much it looks like nothing is going to change. I know tonight was supposed to be Tyler Anderson. Tomorrow is going to be Clayton Kershaw, and that's what they're going to stick with. Clayton Kershaw is going to throw the first game in the morning. Tyler Anderson is going to throw the second game in the evening. And things are going to go on schedule, which I thought they might want to rotate things some around, maybe give Kershaw an extra day of rest. But, yeah, they're going to be going on as scheduled. And it's going to be interesting. Earlier in the week, Clayton Kershaw was doing a mid-game interview, and he said Wrigley Field is the stadium he hates pitching at the most. He said, like, the mound is funky, something like that. So Clayton Kershaw hasn't had the best experience while pitching at Wrigley Field. So definitely something to keep an eye on tomorrow because he's, you know, been so great early on in the year to see if the Wrigley Field rumors are actually true.
All right, Blake, what's up with Julio Urias? He got taken out early the other game. I know that his velocity started going down in that game, like in the sixth inning, but what are they doing with him? Are they handling him too easy or they need to let it up a little bit? What's going on with him?
Yeah, I mean, I was blown away when I saw that. He was taken out after only 65 pitches, six shutout innings. I mean, he was looking fantastic. But I think this is just, again, the day and age we're with baseball now and looking at analytics. You know, he was having some balls that were hit pretty hard off of him. His velocity, like you said, was coming down a tick. And nowadays, you know, you want to protect your arms. It doesn't matter, you know, what part of the season you are. Going 90 to 100 pitches, that's just, you know, something that we're like likely not going to see much of anymore. So I don't think it's necessarily them not trusting him. I think had this been any other pitcher, if their velo was down, if the other team was, you know, making hard contact, I think they would have taken him out. But, you know, I think there was an article the other day in the LA Times about, you know, how the Dodgers just seem to not really fully trust Julio. We've seen it in years past with how they've used him. We've seen it in the postseason. Last year when they didn't even start him in game five, they had to use an opener. So I don't think it's necessarily them not trusting him. I think it's maybe them just being too cautious and, again, maybe going too in-depth on these analytics. I'm an old-school guy. I want a guy to throw 90, 100 pitches. I want him to go as deep into a game as possible. But that just, I guess, wasn't in the cards the other night for Julio.
All right. Hey, Blake, before you go, check me on this. Because of this rainout today and this doubleheader tomorrow, the Dodgers are going to play, is it 31 games in the next 30 days?
Yeah,
dude.
Which is I had to like manually count this to make sure that this was accurate. But yeah, over the next 30 days, they're going to play 31 games. They only have one off day over that entire stretch because in a couple of weeks, I think they have a doubleheader at home against the D-backs. It's in order to stretch in those games that they had you know, canceled the first couple of weeks of the season. So yeah, as of right now, again, assuming there's no more delays or anything like that, 31 baseball games over the next 30 days with only one day off, which I don't know how these guys are going to react to it. I don't know if the Dodgers are going to, you know, give some guys some extra days off. They're going to call some guys up, but I don't remember a stretch ever where we saw 31 games in a 30-day stretch. I mean, that seems unheard of almost, and hopefully they make it out of it okay and they don't have any serious injuries from it, but Definitely something to keep an eye on over the next couple of weeks because, like I said, that's something that's unheard of in today's day and age.
Yeah. Hey, Blake, it's great to talk to you, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy these games tomorrow between the Dodgers and the Cubs. Canelo Alvarez, Kentucky Derby, F1, NBA playoffs. Is there anything you're going to definitely watch this weekend?
Dodgers.
Definitely going to check out the Kentucky Derby, always the Dodgers. I'm not really into watching fights. I'm trying to get into that as well. I know Canelo, a bunch of my buddies, always tune in for him, so maybe I'll give that a watch. But definitely the Dodgers, and again, the Kentucky Derby, like they say, is the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. So always got to tune into that.
All right, there you go. Blake Harris stopping by, our Dodger Insider. Blake, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Great time, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Hey, be sure, everybody, to listen because, you know, Beto, we still haven't...
Dan, come on, Cap.
Is that Sliwa?
Dude. Hey, here's something for the Dodger fans, though. Remember Kevin Pillar? Former All-Star?
Yeah.
Chaminade High, Dominguez Hills, that's where he went. In Oklahoma City tonight, 2 innings, 2 home runs. Smashing the ball down there in AAA.
Hmm.
Outfielder.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like how you're so tied into all these kids. I love watching kids also go from high school to college to make it into the pros. I love that stuff.
I mean, we're a local station, man. Throw out the local shout-outs, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that.
Baseball playoffs are here in high school, so a lot of things going on here.
Hey, Beto, listen, I want to remind everybody, we have still not given away our Mandy Award tickets yet today. We've got a pair of Mandy tickets. When you hear the sounder be the seventh caller, you're going to win 2 tickets to the sold-out Mandy Awards. And I'm just asking everybody that I've promised tickets to, try and win, because I don't have them. So, listen, stay tuned. You're going to hear it during a commercial break, and you're going to be caller 7, and you're going to win 2 tickets to the Mandys. Stick around. What we all need to know is next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.